Item G11, a resolution for a change order. Here we go. Change order number one to C.G. Schmidt for $701 for the additional footings for the barn.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G12 is a resolution conditionally approving a certified survey map for, well, let's just say for the Gudgeon property. Plan Commission recommends denial. Alderwoman.
The resident who's requesting this has provided this extra information in front of you showing that the 94 homes served by that are served by well where water is not available, 24 served by well where city is available, and the 17 homes served by water, most of which are on some major streets, one by the school, 51st Street, and Rawson Avenue. So the interior and all the way surrounding where he's trying to create this lot, they're all on wells. So without some extension by the city to put water in, or his requesting that for the extension, it just, to me, I don't really have a problem with one more well given all the wells that are here. I did want to change the, so it would be the second motion, adopting a resolution conditioning approving it, but I had wondered about number nine, if that was necessary. I've had some discussions with city attorney and city engineer on that, and I was going to either reject it right away or send it to the city attorney for review, return thereof if it was necessary to be amended for council for the rejection, saving us some time. But the city attorney told me this evening that it's a requirement. So unless there's some input from the city attorney, which I guess he has his hand up,
city attorney,
address that.
I heard about this about 5 after 5 today. Took a quick look at the materials in the packet. Saw no citation to a code provision. Talked to the planning manager and the city engineer before the meeting, and the answer I received is that for the existing zoning district, there is a requirement of public water unless the property owner formally requests that the property may be developed without public water supply. And that there's a process involved there, which may include notice of that item to adjoining property owners.
Mr. Deedle.
The only part that's in the UDO is that the UDO does require public sewer and water for this zoning district, R6. But it's our understanding, staff's understanding, that there has been a past practice by the council to allow people to request the council for that public water extension. The common council denies that public water extension, and therefore the applicant can go with their private well.
And your understanding is that that request has been a formal request, in other words, a separate request, which became a separate common council agenda item.
Yes.
So that it was on the agenda and public received notice of it. So if area or adjoining property owners.
The extent of notice I'm not aware of. I probably have copies of some of the stuff that Jack Bennett had done, and they may have that as well.
Mr. City Engineer.
35th and Pewds was the last example.
35th and Pewds is the last example. There wasn't any special notification other than the fact it was on a common council agenda.
All right, so there was public notice of that item, though. So I think the condition would require that to come back with what I'm referring to as a formal request so that it appears a separate item on the agenda and the council can decide on that then. So there would be no change to this condition if the council wishes to making the motion and adopt it with the condition in the resolution and therefore approve it subject thereto.
So as is with nine. All right. then I will make the motion as is with number 9 included and as stated. Motion to adopt the resolution conditionally approving a 3-lot certified survey map being a division of Lot 8, Block 3 in the, what is the name of that subdivision? I've never heard that. Samolans, Rawson Manor number 2 in the east. And this section here, Glenn, or Joel.
Wait. Stop.
Okay.
I'm all confused now. So can you start your motion over again and just do the motion, please?
Well, I'm going to make the motion as stated, but as I'm reading through this motion, it's not clear where this and the east 25 feet of the vacated service road just kind of starts in the middle. It doesn't make sense. So maybe someone else can make sense out of how that section is inserted into there and or if it should be a new sentence, or what that means.
Mr. City Attorney.
It's a legal description. It reads right.
Okay. So part of that and the east 25 feet vacated service road adjoining the west is part of that. Okay. So that's the whole entire legal description. So the motion is made as what's in the packet. Exactly as it's written.
So the motion is the second one, bottom of the page, 139.
Yep. Correct.
Okay. Alderman, is there a second?
Second.
Alderman Taylor.
I'd like to know why Plan Commission denied it. I mean, I'd like to have a little bit of background on that, maybe.
First, because it's required by the zoning ordinance. Second, it's only 300 feet away, and he's creating a new lot. Staff would understand if it's an existing lot with an existing home and the property owner has a fully functioning private well. We understand that. But he is creating a brand new lot from the vacant part of two existing lots. So we thought that was significantly different. So we recommended the public sewer and public water.
Okay. Thank you.
And that vote was unanimous. And unfortunately, we can't do this, but it would be wise to put language in the motion and in the documents that says that they waive all rights to not hook up or contest an assessment in the future. Because you guys are giving them a big discount, big favor by not making them hook up. And also, frankly, I believe it's bad public policy to do this. Because it's going to come back and bite a future common council, big time. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, he has to come back and ask the city to put the water in. Are we going to put the water in? Probably not.
Well, I don't know. But why put them through that?
Well,
I'm just saying.
Because we're even though we don't have a written ordinance, precedent says we have to do that. I wanted to take out number 9 so we wouldn't have to do that. And, you know, it's a little bit different that he's creating a lot out of two existing lots. So the two lots that are there are really long. And what he's doing is because one of them is long enough, he can add it to the other one that has road frontage. So he's creating a new lot, but it's from two existing lots already. And so this is just, you know, allowing someone to make use of land that is just in someone's backyard right now anyway. So his idea is he's going to sell the home or give the home, their existing home that he's in to his daughter, and then they're going to build their new home on this. It's basically in the backyard, but because it fronts Minnesota, it has road frontage. And I would guess that, like everybody else, when water is available, he will have to hook up at some point. I mean, that's everybody else in the whole neighborhood. All the X's that you see where they're all on wells will be under the same situation. That's a lot of people to hook up, a lot. So, you know, one out of, you know, 94 plus 24 that are on wells, we're going to add one. My motion stands.
So what we're going to do from now on is differentiate a single individual from someone who does it for a living.
This is a friendly thing.
Alderwoman,
lots.
Alderwoman? I was speaking. Mm-hmm. So how is this any different than Rick Brisbilla in a 25-lot subdivision?
It's not the who.
I absolutely agree with you. It's not the who. But in this case, it is. Alderman Taylor.
I'm just trying to figure this out. I'm looking at this map that I think this resident gave to us. So he could tap into all the W's, says these people have wells, but they could get city water. Is that correct? Looking at that, I mean, he could get city water now or no?
Water exists at 51st in Minnesota.
And there's a stub that crosses, or it's right at the corner, the northeast corner of 51st in Minnesota. So they may be able to easily do it on the shoulder of the road instead of cutting through pavement.
But on this map, it says there's C, which means C stands for, like, granted, this is not a city-produced map. It's a resident-produced map. But C on the lots that we're talking about here, which are 50-50 and 72-70, it says that 17 homes served by city water. So are they served by city water now?
Can I answer that?
No, I want to hear from staff. Are they served by city water now?
I don't know the laterals. I only know if they've connected. I know there are laterals to those lots. I don't know if they've connected to the laterals.
I've been told that the two lots facing 51st are served by city water. But I don't know that for sure.
Or Alderman Wilhelm, this is the kind of stuff that I'm used to, obviously, after this many years. So what is going on here? Because I hear what the mayor's saying, I hear what staff's saying. Mm-hmm. So can you explain to me what we're actually doing here?
Well, the gentleman has the lot, the two C's that are circled on the map, he owns one of them, and his neighbor owns the other.
And do they have city water?
They have city water. They wanted to put an easement for water between the two lots, and staff told them they couldn't. So that leaves them the only option is to come down Minnesota, where there is no water coming down Minnesota. And if you look at the size of 7270 with the C, with city water, and 5050 with the C, they're taking and lopping off the back yards of that and creating that other lot in the back of that, but it has road frontage on Minnesota. Now, when the Prisbella property across the road, where there's, if you can see, I believe it's 4913, or right in there, there's a, no, I guess it's right next to 5003 on the right-hand side. There's a road right-of-way easement that feeds this larger lot down here, which is part of the Wally Habowitz's property. Now, that if that gets developed, when Rick develops, there may be water there eventually. But right now, there's no water for them to connect to because they're not bringing it down Minnesota from 51st Street into the subdivision.
Okay, why didn't we do it? Why wouldn't we allow an easement? Like, why didn't staff allow easement?
Because if and when waters extend down Minnesota Street, we could not assess that property because there would be no benefit. Because they would already have water service from 51st Street. Plus the fact that, you know, these folks get along, but the next generation of homeowners, it's just trying to deal with someone's service through another person's property, and it's always tends to be problems.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I don't know who did it first, so I'll say Alderman Mayor.
Glenn or Joel, I don't know which one of you said it. There was a possibility of bringing it up the shoulder of the road rather than something more major?
Yep, I tried to look as close as I could. It's going to be a close call. They might not have to cut pavement. And I looked at it with Sarah, too. It's too close to call, but they might be able to do it without cutting the pavement, which would save them some money.
And so that would be relatively the same as putting the easement in?
No, like Glenn said, it would be, if there's only an easement, the easement would only extend to this guy's house. They would have to go around the house to be able to get to more houses further down Minnesota. If we do it down Minnesota, then it's an easy shot to keep getting new houses as you go further east.
Okay. So that would be a viable option and a relatively not expensive option.
Well, public water is always expensive, but there would be some cost savings, maybe significant cost savings, if they didn't have to cut the pavement.
Okay.
And under the lateral scenario, he might only have a 1-inch copper line, but our main, it would be an 8-inch main with all the bells and whistles that goes with the public water main.
Okay. And city water is always expensive, but it's a price that we all pay. Thank you.
Alderman Dandrea.
Steve, you had asked what happened to that plan. The proposed owner mentioned financial hardship for the cost of running water, a water line to to the back property. That was the primary argument. This data was not available to us at that point. And then we didn't have the information because it was asked, where is that bib in regards to the corner? And would it be practical to run it along Minnesota to the back area of that lot? So those were questions that were unanswered. And so that's primarily why the Plan Commission decided we'll deny it, we'll let it come to council for the discussion. Okay. And since Alderwoman Wilhelm was not available at that meeting, and it was in her area, we felt it was apropos to make sure that it came to council.
Mm, okay.
I just reserve the right to say I told you so if we're here and this comes back.
Yeah, can we, just real quick, because I would like to see, can we give a scenario where it would come back? I mean, that, or that you know of? Because I don't like doing things that are just, that's the concern. I mean, I know we're trying to be a great, nice city and everything, and we want to help out people. I get that. But, you know, it costs money to run a city. It costs money to provide water. I mean, Alderman Mayer was correct. You know, that's the price of living in a city. That's the price of having water. And we know that, you know, what the neighbors to the east are trying to do to us with rates and that. Where is this going to put us in a box in the future? And that's a concern. And I know we want to be nice to these homeowners right here, but you have to look at the long-term picture. I want to give me a little bit of a foreshadowing of what could be, which could end up biting us in the you-know-what.
Any well on 49th Street fail. You're screwed.
And we're running water?
We're running water. We'll go up, probably, well, we'd loop it, so we'd run it up Minnesota and then...
But then, and they wouldn't be assessed then, would be the issue. Or they wouldn't have to be assessed because they have a well. They would just run by them, or financially?
Mr. City Attorney.
If they have a well, they could be assessed because it provides value to their property. If they have a service off of 51st Street, having a water main in the front yard does them no good, so we could, I think it'd be difficult to justify an assessment.
So we could assess them still in the future based on with this action?
If they have a well, yes.
Mm-hmm. So if a well fails on 49th Street and we have to do this, these people are not going to get off the hook because of this action. I mean, I don't mind helping someone out, but this majority of this city is paying these types of bills if running water past them, and they shouldn't get a pass.
Hmm. Well, the other attitude is you're a developing city. You don't keep putting wells in. You don't keep putting in, and I'm all for helping them out, but it's bad public policy, in my view. You guys are the policymakers. Hmm. Alderman Wilhelm.
I guess I would... I'd feel really strongly if there wasn't the amount of wells in this area and the fact that he knows. I've talked to him about if water comes in there and it comes in tomorrow and you got a well in, he understands that. Correct, gentlemen?
Understands
that he could be assessed. He understands that. And he's willing to take the risk of that because it's been, I mean, these homes, this is a really old subdivision, and there's been no request or no... extension of water yet. And so it's not like it's coming, it's not like, okay, wait a couple of years and it could be there. We don't know. And so this lot just sits there where he can't do anything with it unless we make some provision to allow him to do it. And this is, we looked at all the different options, and this is the only option that we could come up with that would allow him to use the property that he owns. Is there, you know, some language in here that will make everyone more comfortable that he has to pay? I mean, it's in the city policy already. So, I don't know. I guess I would like to see him to be able to build on the property. He's put a lot of work into it, and he understands the future assessment is a risk he's going to take, whether it's today or tomorrow or 5 or 10 years from now.
So the motion is to adopt a resolution 2017, whatever it's going to be, a resolution conditionally approving a 3-lot certified survey map. The lot does not exist at the moment. being at Division Lot 8, Block 3, Smolens Rawson Manor, number 2, in the east 25 feet of the vacated service road adjoining on the west in the north, northeast quarter section of 11 Township, whatever. That's the motion.
That's
Alderman
motion.
Dandrea.
Just real quick, we were provided with an addendum or an alternate. Is this a mute point?
It's not part of the motion.
It's correct. It wasn't part
it's
of the motion.
It's not part of the motion.
But this does reference that if the water supply would come in, that within 1 year, they would be required to.
I wouldn't pass that.
No.
Okay. That was your discussion. Okay.
What happens if it comes in 366 days after this?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other comments on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item G13, a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for commercial kitchen food truck for Corinne Rosina.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G14, a resolution authorizing officials to approve a request to vacate an existing sanitary easement at 6310. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G15, authorize Director of Administration to execute necessary purchase agreements for planned perimeter security system project.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G16, a resolution to amend the Civil Service System Personnel Administration Program for comp time regulation.
So moved.
What? Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion and motions. Alderman Mayor.
Mark, now we have the police sergeants in here. Does this impact them?
No. No, as noted in the write-up, this only addresses civil service, and they are outside of civil service. So this just addresses the civil service people.
Okay.
That issue will be addressed when we do that handbook.
Okay. Just clarifying that. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's real quick do the rest of this stuff. Miscellaneous licenses, Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. We have Bianca Boylan. Deny for habitual, and the rest of the language, deny. Subject to, what, are we going to have a hearing or something? Revocation?
We'll do this formally.
No. No, it's a renewal.
It's a renewal.
So what's the proper language? Deny for habitual.
In the past, you've referred them to the staff to proceed with a hearing.
That's the motion. Then we have approved with a letter for Cooper, hold for appearance Isaacson, and all the rest on both pages are approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to I-1. A motion approving the following. City vouchers with an ending date of August 10th, 2017, the amount of $4,233,072.02. And payroll dated August 4th, 2017, the amount of $374,783.65. And payments of the various payroll deductions, the amount of $217,217.54 plus city matching payments. Estimated payroll dated August 18th, estimated in the amount of $376,000. And payments of the various payroll deductions, estimated at $406,000 plus city matching payments. And estimated payroll September 1st, estimated at $374,000, and payments of various payroll deductions estimated at $220,000 plus city matching payments and property tax payments and refunds with an ending date of August 10th, 2017, the amount of $116.75.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Barbert.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Who did we miss here?
Is it Will? I called Barber second.
Motion carries 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. move back to item G17. Folks, we're going to go into closed session, so we're going to ask you to leave. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin statute? Excuse me, one second. Wisconsin statute 19.85 sub 1 sub G to confer with legal counsel for the common counsel who is rendering advice concerning strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to subject litigation and to re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
We are in closed session. Hear ye, hear ye. It is 8:24. I'm sorry, it's 8:19. We are back in. Hold on one second. We're back in open session as to item G17. No action is taken. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.